This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Terri Schiavo, the Florida woman at the center of a bitter right-to-die case, is receiving liquids through a feeding tube again by order of the Florida legislature and Governor Jeb Bush. Schiavo's husband, Michael, says the state's order 2 days ago to reinsert the feeding tube defies her wishes. As experts debate the implications of the new law, the dispute over who will control Schiavo's fate is far from over. NPR's Philip Davis reports on yesterday's developments.
Terri Schiavo was first taken to a St. Petersburg area hospital where she was given rehydrating liquids. It was her first nutrition since last week when a judge ruled she could be taken off feeding tubes and allowed to die. Yesterday should have been a happy one for Terry's family, who have fought for years to keep her alive. But instead, they found themselves barred most of the day from seeing the 39-year-old woman. Her brother, Robert Schindler Jr., came to the hospital only to be told she wasn't there, that she'd been taken to a nearby hospice.
Well, we were finally told that we're able to see my sister. We hadn't been able to see her since she left hospice yesterday. So I got in the car and came over. Now they're telling me that she's no longer at the hospital. It's just one continuous fight. It's extremely draining.
It wasn't until late last night that the family was able to see Terri. She was reportedly in stable, if weak, condition. Meanwhile, Schiavo's family fired a volley in court, filing to have Michael Schiavo removed as Terry's guardian. Family spokeswoman Pam Hennessy.
Well, they would like to get him removed as the guardian. Calling Mr. Schiavo her spouse at this point is truly obsolete.
The family says Michael Schiavo is not living with Terri as a husband and is not acting in her best interests. Even as the legal fight moved to new territory, experts debated the impact of Terri's law, the bill rushed through the state legislature in a matter of hours that was designed to keep her alive.
To have them weighing in as to their political judgment on what is essentially a private family matter is extraordinarily troublesome to me.
John Mayhew is an Atlanta attorney who wrote a book on balancing competing interests in family law. Mayhew said legislators, in just a few hours of debate, could not have learned all the facts in a case that has been before the court since 1998, when Michael Schiavo petitioned to take his wife off feeding tubes.
What if someone didn't agree with a parent's decision to sterilize a mentally challenged child? What if someone simply didn't agree with that? What do they do? Do they go to the legislature? Seems to me they go through the court process.
Many legislators were influenced by videos the family took of Terri.
Look over here, Terri. Terri, there you go. Can you follow that, Terri?
In them, Terri opens her eyes, moans, and even smiles. The family took them to prove that Terri was not in a persistent vegetative state, but was reacting to stimuli around her. But despite the convincing videos, that's almost certainly not the case, say physicians such as Robert Walker, director of the Medical Ethics Division of the University of South Florida.
People in vegetative state are in a condition of being awake but not aware. So they do open their eyes and close them. They do blink. They do move their eyes. They can reflexly track objects. They can make movements and so forth.
Michael Schiavo, in an open letter published this week in local newspapers, said it took even him years before he could admit Terri's condition was permanent. He said Terri told him that she would not want to be kept alive in such a state. Terri's relatives say she's a fighter who wants to live. And for now, aided by the governor and the state legislature, they have the upper hand in the battle over Terri's future. Philip Davis, NPR News.